in this world, we don't have a we don't have a metzias that is toiv. In this world, the seder amita this world is that the olam hazeh we're given is the metzias that we're expected to have, and the olam haba is the metzias that we're expected to work for. The person has koichos of she'ifa. A person does have koichos of ambition and so on, and a person has a koich of acceptance of taking things as they are and being mistapik with them. Olam hazeh was given with the tzura of it's a makom where a person should be mistapik with. And therefore, when the person is b'nuchas ha'nefesh, the person is synchronized with what is be'etzem and this world. The person was given to be shoyef for malchus shemayim, for the inyan malchus shemayim, and over there, adrabe, over there, this world is devoid of malchus shemayim, and it's a person she'ifa to bring malchus shemayim. So she'ifa and changing the metzias is be'etzem what this world is. So that type of thing is a dovah toiv. Va'omah achar kach yirotzen. So in a big, it's a let's just step back and let's talk about it a second. In the big picture, a person carries two kreikas hanefesh mutually exclusive to each other. One is to live with what is, and one is to push and overcome and change the metzias. Both of them are those are in terms of drives of a person, those are root drives of a person. In the world of koiches hanefesh, in the world of a person a person accepting, That midas is correct for this world, because this world is given as the basis within which to realize other inyanim. Masha'in came, if a person tries to change this world, he's changed the wrong thing. On the other hand, if a person is like a daisical in doing inyanim of Shmaya, over there, the whole mitzvah of inyanim Shmaya is to move past this world, to change this world, to bring it in line with something else. That's what it's here for. So on those inyanim, if a person sits back and doesn't do it, person is lacking. I think it's especially true about the Chazal of the Azan Shabumas that he brings about giving Torah. Ral says to Ferris that Zayim Mitzvahs Bein Noach is there to give the world a kiyum as it is. In other words, whatever is, this world would not have a kiyum without Zayim Zayim Noach, but Zayim Noach is the chreach for the kiyum of this world. Torah is to bring in another world into this world. Torah, Tariq mitzvahs are not natural to this world. Zayim Zinach are the natural fiber of this world, and this world would not be kayim if there's no sense of almighty sense of justice, belief, a certain very much amidus, this world would not have a kiyum. Torah Shebal Peh, Tariyag Mitzvahs is post that. Tariyag Mitzvahs is to bring Malchus Shemaim into this world. So, Umas Olam got Zayim Zinach is part and parcel that's when sees this world. Klal Yisrael has a world beyond this world, and that world is the world of Azin Sheba Umois. It's the world where this world could actually be a higher world. The word Azos means when you're changing something, it's like acceleration. You're moving in a way that wasn't there before. That requires the meat of Azos.
Yeah. To go back to the Nakuda of Elam Azeh being the middle of acceptance.
Yes.
Each person in their own personal life, but Bichlal, humanity as such, I mean, the fact that we live in a house, the fact that we have cars, I mean, for good or for bad. The metzius of the advancement is
right.
That people stepped outside and tried to push things beyond where they are. And even a person should say, you know, whatever will be, I'll, you know, whatever happens, uh-huh. The chayav person has to have, I mean, I'll saw the ish otzer of varati was said about,
And the normal good, so in the that a person needs to maintain the duras, the kifshua, all these inyanim are inyanim, positive inyanim, where a person takes care of the world and develops it to fit him. That's something that is positive, it's a chiyuv, and that's what we're supposed to do. It also means, but there's a big difference. If a person seeks to develop his business in a way that accountably supports him, is one thing. And if a person just endlessly goes on me'inyan le'inyan, he just keeps moving forward because he's driven by ambition or greed. There's a kav between a person working out his tzarche achayim and the person just being ambitious, pushing, with no tachlis. So in Ruchnias, that's right surah. I mean, the mitzvahs that are needed to keep us where we are Zayin mitzvahs. The other mitzvahs are mitzvahs to move us beyond where we are. That's something that's in the world of Gashmias, going beyond where we are. Let's talk a minute about something. Space, the space exploration. What's the justification for it? So I understand that the space satellites and so on makes a lot of sense. We use it for everything. But the GPS and all that, you know, going beyond that, once you start going to interplanetary exploration, looking for you know, out of life, all of those things that you spend trillions of dollars has no justification except for just the desire to push. You know, they have this, you know, if you ever go like here to the Air and Space Museum, they say the following svara. So many new products have been developed as an agavurcha of space exploration. So they're right. But Libby Emily, after Lechatchila would have set out to make all these products, they could have made it also. In other words, if they would have invested money in making products, they wouldn't. The Teretz is, there's sort of a push to do things that are just because I can't get no for an answer. I'm not to be stopped. There's no cav of stopping. I'm driven, and people will kill themselves to become the number one company. Push it, you know, destroy themselves because there's no because there. There's one thing when a person in the normal frame says it's the normal thing is I have a business, he has a business, he makes better product, I make better. But then that sometimes it's an expression of the normal mahalach of der heretz, of hanigrim der heretz. And that's hanigrim der heretz. That you're right. That's positive. But sometimes it just becomes something that's ligvul, and it's just an expression of my. Just like in Ruchnius, somebody will come to say, Rabbi, I bought into this. I'm becoming religious and so on. But give me a bottom line of what it takes to be the best Jew possible. I want it like on a bottom line. Don't tell me it's never ending. Have you had any such shailas, Rabbi Hamer, from your wonderful congregants? but people, you know, they you tell them as long as the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you a morning, a day in the morning, a breath of life, he wants something more. And if Kadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, the road is infinite. And whatever was, you know, whatever was current once was, you know, today it's a step forward. You know, when people badger me, they ask you, it used to be that a good Erlich Yid was somebody who could read this and that, and they learned till they were 13, and then went to work. Hayitochin, you know, why today does it have to be the learning Shas and this and that, the other? Which my question is, it used to be that a well-educated person had 3 years of primary school, you know, with a school mom and learned reading, writing, arithmetic. Why today do you feel without a college education even, you're Einam in a Yishuv? And don't give me the stuff, the world is a lot more complex, it's true. But so nobody goes to do apprentice training in whatever field. You get a broad education. Teretz is, that's the way it is. The world has progressed. And for better or for worse, the world has progressed. And, you know, but don't just say, you know, don't be surveyor with what someone told me once. Criticism it was a good criticism. They said about a certain Hasidus in Yerushalayim that the Rebbe was very conscious of saving money. He said every apartment house should have one esek for the whole apartment house. That's it. Or he threatened the Sregim Seichim, if they don't come down with their prices, they'll have one esek. And you know, that's it. So someone was in Mishabechet, there was another chassid standing there, and he said, he wonders if it, when it comes to furniture, they also have such restrictions. In other words, like, is it only the esrig, or is it the whole thing across the board? And having, you know, sheifis in other thing now, it's true. I'm not against the esrig, but saying in other inyanim, we push. What used to be chasna once is today considered not a chasna. But al kapanim, the a person would ask himself, what is the inyanim gashmi that need to be in place? And that's it. But our drive is a lot further than that. And it's wrong as so. It's a realization of ambition and self-worth.
So whatever is perceived to be a mean, ba'etzem, it passes over there to make do with the minimum that's necessary. Whatever is perceived to be an end, there it's the right to be ambitious and to try and push. If it's an end, then more and more and more.
So in Yoni Olam Hazin, as much as a person would perceive something to be Sorche Ha'olam, Darke Ha'olam, things of that nature, then yes, it's appropriate. But a lot of things become be'etzem a drive. They're not a per se evaluation of what needs are. It's pashut better and nicer. It's there's no. You're ambitious for ambition's sake. That's the meaning of Azaz is ambition. Person is willing to go past the what's normal, what's mikubal, and what's so on. And that's where you have you can say that, you know, certain things are step forward in terms of comfort, ease, and so on, and certain things are just pushing ambition forward, not be'etzem. And then that is the difference. Okay, let's hold it here. Sorry, we started late. We didn't get our thing. I don't know.